This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
It's about 9:30 and here on 999 AM, you are listening to Manawatu People's Radio as we begin Catholic Radio on the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. During the next half hour, we will share in a radio liturgy where we will pray together, listen to and reflect on the day's scriptural readings. Due to the closure of our parish's offices for the holidays, there is currently not as much news to be shared. I'm Eileen, and helping me to proclaim God's word is Martin.
Good morning.
A warm welcome to everyone this morning. Our opening song is Gather Us In from Marty Hogan.
Now is the darkness vanished away. See in this space our fears and our dreamings, brought here to you in the light of this day.
Gather us in the lost and forsaken, gather us in the blind and the lame. Call to us now and we shall awaken, we shall arise at the sound of our name.
We are the young, our lives are a mystery. We are the old who yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout all of history, called to be light to the whole human race.
Gather us in the rich and the haughty, gather us in the proud and the strong. Give us a heart so meek and so lowly, give us the courage to enter the song.
Here we will take the wine and the water, here we will take the bread of new birth. Here you shall call your sons and your daughters, call us anew to be salt for the earth.
Give us to drink the wine of compassion, give us to eat the bread that is you. Nourish us well and teach us to fashion lives that are holy and hearts that are true.
In the dark of buildings confining, not in some heaven light years away,
But here in this place, the new light is shining. Now is the King come. Now is the day.
Gather us in and hold us forever. Gather us in and make us your own. Gather us in, all peoples together. Fire of love in our flesh and our bones. Fire of love in our flesh
and our
As always, we begin our liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Like Jonah, Christ was sent to preach repentance. He calls us to change our ways. We are not to become engrossed in the world, but to believe the good news and live for the kingdom of God. In today's gospel, Jesus proclaims, "The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Let us answer Jesus' invitation by taking a moment to call to mind our own sins and to ask God for healing and forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you are the voice calling us to fullness of life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are the way to the Father. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you desire to gather all people to yourself. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Your sovereign rule, O God, draws near to us in the person of Jesus, your Son. Your word summons us to faith. Your power transforms our lives. Free us to follow in Christ's footsteps, so that neither human loyalty nor earthly attachment may hold us back from answering your call. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Let's now listen to God's word.
The first reading is from the prophet Jonah. The word of the Lord was addressed to Jonah. "Get up," he said. "Go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to them as I told you to." Jonah set out and went to Nineveh in obedience to the word of the Lord. Now, Nineveh was a great city beyond compare. It took 3 days to cross it. Jonah went on into the city, making a day's journey. There he preached in these words, "Only 40 days more and Nineveh is going to be destroyed." The people of Nineveh believed in God. They proclaimed a fast and put sackcloth from the greatest to the least. God saw their efforts to renounce their evil behavior, and God relented. He did not inflict on them the disaster which he had threatened. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second letter is from St. Paul to the Corinthians. "Brothers and sisters, our time is growing short. Those who have wives should live as though they had none. and those who mourn should live as though they had nothing to mourn for. Those who are enjoying life should live as though there is nothing to laugh about. Those whose life is buying things should live as though they had nothing of their own. And those who have to deal with world matters should not become engrossed in it. I say this because the world, as we know, is passing away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We now come to the Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus went into Galilee. There he proclaimed the good news from God. "The time has come," he said, "and the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent, therefore, and believe the good news." As he was walking along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net in the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you into fishers of men." And at once they left their nets and followed him. Going a little bit further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in their boat, mending their nets. He called them at once, and, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the men he employed, they followed Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This very abridged version of the story of Jonah omits some of the most important and interesting aspects of his prophetic ministry. First, there was his absolute reluctance, read refusal, to accept God's call to prophesy to the Ninevites. In fact, he ran the other way and got out of town. We do not find out until the end of the story why he was so disinclined to do what God had asked of him. All of the Old Testament prophets were reluctant and hesitant, but not one of them had refused God's call outright. And then there was his misadventure at sea. When a storm threatened to destroy his ship, he agreeably allowed the sailors to throw him over the side to appease God. He was promptly swallowed by a huge sea creature, and after 3 days was spewed up on the shore. Then, and only then, did he decide that perhaps it was not prudent to refuse or disobey God. So on to Nineveh he went. As he walked throughout the city, he proclaimed the chilling news. In 40 days, Nineveh would be overthrown. Nineveh was the capital of the Assyrian Empire, and in their day, the Assyrians had been masters of cruelty, terror, and oppression. By the time this was written, they were a distant but still potent memory, for they had been overthrown centuries before. In the story, they did the unimaginable. They took his proclamation to heart and repented in fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. God was impressed and cancelled the prophecy of doom. At the end of the full version of the story, Jonah sat sulking by the side of the road. He wanted to see the Ninevites get what was coming to them, and he was not happy with God's mercy. God had to remind him that the Ninevites were human beings and that he cared for them too. The full story has several things to teach us. Resist as we might, in the end, God's will is what counts. We have the power to change our destiny and future by our decisions. Repentance can lead to forgiveness, healing, and restoration. No one is predestined to perish. And finally, God's love and mercy extend to all, even to those whom we fear and hate. This is hard for many to accept, but it is God's way. Paul warned his followers that the time had grown short and that all should live with their bags packed. They should live in the present moment and show as little concern for worldly things as possible. This was written at a time when all expected that the end was imminent. Jesus would return at any moment to take the faithful with him and to exercise the universal judgment of humanity. It is hard to take this seriously after 2,000 years, but there is still a point. Disease, crime, natural disaster, and a host of other things can snatch us away at any moment. Nuclear war and environmental collapse hang like a cloud over our collective heads. Perhaps the time has grown short. We need to pay more attention to the things that really matter. The same urgency and call to conversion were present in the proclamation of Jesus. The long waiting was over. The proper moment had arrived for God's dramatic intervention in human history. That intervention's name was Jesus. God's reign was approaching and was very near. The earthly powers were living on borrowed time. This called for repentance, which was a radical inner renewal characterized by a change of mind and heart. Finally, the call was to believe in the good news. If the first three elements of the proclamation are true, there is no need to explain good news. If only we could recapture the joy and sense of excitement and anticipation that resulted from his proclamation. Humanity has grown rather cold and far too comfortable with the status quo, especially when it serves the select few. Jesus immediately hunted down some fishermen, known to us as Simon, Andrew, John, and James. He called them to be fishers of people. Fishing was a biblical end times symbol, denoting the final ingathering of souls before the judgment. The catch consisted of turning the minds and hearts of people towards God. There is no calling of greater importance, especially in the difficult times in which we live. That was Father Scott Lewis's In God's Way, Mercy Extends to All. It's now 9:48. And you're listening to Catholic Radio on MPR. Te reo irirangi o na tangata o Manawatu. Knowing that our God's compassion is from of old and his love is never ending, let us confidently place before him our needs and petitions.
For the Church, that we may recognize that the reign of God has begun and make all our activities signs of our Christian discipleship. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For greater openness to the Word of God, that we may allow the Word to penetrate our hearts, call us to life, and motivate us to serve God lovingly. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For Christian unity, that God will heal the wounds and misunderstandings of the past. Lead all the baptized to offer a more united witness to the gospel and offer greater service to our suffering and vulnerable neighbors. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all who are suffering, that God will protect all who have fled violence, guide the homeless to safe shelter, and open the pathways for food, water, and medicines to those in need. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Now for peace, that God will change the hearts of those inflicting violence and open opportunities for dialogue so that peace and justice may be established. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all who have died, particularly all the children who have been aborted, that Christ may welcome them and give them the fullness of life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us. God, Father of mercy and healer of souls, you never cease to invite us into closer relationship with you. Hear our prayers that in each action and word we might testify to your goodness and love. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Martin, what news do you have for us from St. Mary's?
Yes, not many notices at this time of the year. Holiday and all that, you know. People need their rest. But I do have one here that is St. Vincent de Paul Society, of course. The next conference meeting will be held on the Tuesday, the 23rd of January, at 5:15 in the Cathedral Lounge. Any new members, always welcome. If St. Vincent de Paul Op Shop will reopen this week, and welcome your donations, goods of or service or food. Surprisingly, I have yet got another one here. Bishop John Adams, bless him. On the 4th of February, our new bishop will be celebrating Mass at St. Mary's at 10:30 a.m. Please all come along on this special day and meet Bishop John. Please, if you can, bring a plate of food to share with not only with Bishop John, but with your neighbours as well. Members of various choirs are invited to come and sing at Mass. Please call the office if you have an available on the day. Thank you.
And that is Catholic Radio for another week. We'll be back again next week at the same time here on MPR. Thanks to all our listeners, and thank you, Martin, for your assistance this week.
You're welcome.
As we conclude our liturgy, may Almighty God bless us, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Taking us out today is Come Follow Me from Gail Berberick.
Be afraid, believe and trust.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.